day.
You are listening to a podcast.
But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Hiya! Or this.
What the?
This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Star. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha!
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody back to a brand new episode of the podcast. One of the hosts here, podcast, the Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Down there, beaming in from Texas. Running no video, but we can hear him. We might see his face. Goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Texas. It is the greatest podcast in all the land. God damn, let's get it.
All the land.
All the land.
Beaming in from the desert. Wearing a great shirt, by the way. Matt Kava, the producer, FCTP. What's up, Matt?
Thank you, Ted. Yeah, I've been crushing my Limp Bizkit shirts this week, and this one is a Taco Bell logo with a red cap, backwards cap. Instead of Taco Bell, it says Limp Bizkit. So,
correct. It's got like the bell and the classic lettering that says Limp Bizkit, but you're right. It takes a second to be like, oh, the red part is a backwards Yankees hat.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an instant purchase when I saw it.
So it's funny, before we started this, we were talking about Matt and having positive outlook and how positive you are on life. You know what, Matt? I'll just start and ask you a question. Like, you still must have bad days. Like, is there ever like like, I don't know. Today was one of those days. I was just like, man, today's just going to be a kick in the dick. And then it ended up being one. Nothing massive, but just like, god damn it, excuse me. Like, my water's still off because my neighbor has a leak.
Oh.
Right? Just little things like that, right? It was warm out. Traffic sucked. So I was just, but somehow for me mentally, somehow when I said earlier today around 9, like, today's just going to be a kick in the dick. It seemed to make it easier.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a really, really like helpful strategy sometimes for sure to just like acknowledge what's happening. And, you know, just kind of take it as it comes. You know, I just think the idea of existence is such a trip that, you know, there is a lot of like mundane and annoying stuff in the day-to-day life. But yeah, it's all still kind of like mind-blowing to me. Like, I don't know. It's getting on like a phone call with like a customer service representative that's in a different country and English is their second language. Like, that's like a classic frustrating ordeal, especially the longer you've been on hold. That like the idea of the technology allowing us to communicate and the fact that English is their second or third or whatever language, and somehow we're able to exchange thoughts from opposite sides of the planet, like, that'll pop in my head somewhere in that little thing. And there's just a lot of like crazy little moments like that throughout the day that I just try to kind of like focus on instead of whatever's frustrating me.
Yeah, and you're right. Even like today, right? Like, the weather was beautiful this weekend. It was hot, but like, I was driving home today and you could just see the smoke like blowing in from the Olympics. Like, there's a fire out there.
Oh,
same thing. I was like, of course. And we got all the smoke blowing in. And then I was like, well, you know, and I'm just in my car. I'm like, well, it's August. It hasn't really rained in 2 months. Like, you can't be upset that there's smoke blowing in. Like, let's calm down. Right? I mean, that we nobody would know this, but we're late getting this going. Just, I was in traffic. I was just like, all right, hey, we said it was going to be a sucky day and nothing awful happened. I was just like, sometimes it's easy to let those little things just get to you, where I was like, you know what? I don't know what it was. Today just seemed like it was going to be one of those days to begin with.
It's just one of those days.
All right, Bizkit. God damn it. You're right. I might have had a thought today of like, man, I could really punch something. God Damn it. I can think of the person I want to punch too. Well, you know what? I feel like this podcast is a good place to have this conversation. Is everybody familiar with the phenomenon that is dildos getting thrown on the court in the WNBA?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm sure somebody might email us and tell me I'm dead wrong on this, but we'll see. So Saturday, we're hanging out at a little kid's birthday, and like your boy's got his cooler with him, had a few beverages. So somehow that topic came up, and I just went, I find it hilarious. And this guy was like, yeah, but it's WNBA. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Dildos are kind of funny. And he was like, it's women have been dealing this for hundreds of years. And I went, yeah, I mean, it happens at Bills games. Like, there's a whole scene in American Pie with a dildo. Like, guys find dildos funny. And he was like, yeah, but it's degrading to the WNBA. And I was like, ah, nobody's really gotten hurt by one. And I kind of find it funny. And then I was like, he's like, well, why does it only happen to women again? And I went, well, here. And I pull out my phone. He goes, oh, so you have one example of a Bills game. And I was like, and I go, it had, and this is where the boos were a little bit in. I go, it had fucking Tom Brady's face on it. Like, like that didn't set men back. I don't know. And then it just kind of kept going. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, so you have one example? And I was like, well, what's your one example? And he's like, well, turns out it's some betting online thing and they're trying to get people to do it. And I was like, is that true? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, well, why don't you prove it? And I'm like, so you have one thing to prove. And I'm like, finally, I went, all right, well, I didn't realize that, but I don't know. I still like, look, it's not good, but I just felt like it's setting back women hundreds of years. I was like, ah, I don't know. You could tell it still bugs me. It's part of, I won't go into the rest of it. And I like this guy and his wife, but they are very, like, I'm a liberal. They are like so far left. I'm like, I think you're the problem with our party. Like, you need bros like me.
Yeah. Dude, I love this. Wait, so to comment, I feel like I need one piece of information, which is why are people throwing dildos on the court? Brain dildos.
All right, so I thought it was an organic thing. Some idiot threw one, and everybody was kind of like, yeah, all right. And then somebody else threw a green dildo, and then you could find odds online. So me and a group of friends, we've been oddly obsessed with it. We were crunching the numbers, like, if it's, I think this is where he really got mad at me. I was like, yeah, I did the numbers. If I'm going to make 70 G's off it and get a $10,000 fine and get suspended by the WNBA, like, I'm throwing that dildo.
Oh, yeah. Chuck the dill. Interesting. Right. Okay. So it's a betting thing. And so people now are doing it to, like, basically tip the odds in their favor.
I guess so. I did not realize it was like a coordinated effort. I thought it was just dudes being idiots, and somehow I was like, let's throw a green dildo on the court.
Yeah, I thought it started organically.
That hit, right. I guess the real thing was like, if you, and he's like, well, I pulled out my cell phone to show you the Bills dildo incident. He's like, well, that doesn't count. That's only one. Like, so you only have one. Like, how are you? I don't know. It was very, it felt very self-righteous. I was just like, all right. But I'm kind of buzzed up too. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, just let it go. It's a little kid birthday. It's not worth it. But I just want to be like, ah, like, I don't know. And look, maybe I'm part of the problem. I don't think I'm the biggest issue with this country, but like, sometimes it's like, my point was like, yeah, I don't know, man. Can you just not admit it's kind of funny? There's a green dildo on the court.
I thought, yeah. Sophie Cunningham herself said it was kind of funny.
Right, because she posted,
been joking about it.
Right, stop throwing dildos on the court. Somebody's going to get hurt. Some guy hilariously commented, stay off the dildo range. Yeah. So then one did hit her, and she retweeted hers and went, this didn't age well. That, this, trust me, Matt, this was all part of my argument.
I was like, he's having more fun with it than this guy.
Damn. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of levels we can come at this with. I think first and foremost, you know, the WNBA kind of brought this on themselves. I mean, one, I don't think it's setting women back at all. Two, if anyone's setting them back, it was themselves when they, like, the leopard ate their face when they came with the, like, shirts that were like, pay me what we're worth or something like that. And it was revealed to no one's
pay
surprise.
Pay us what you owe us.
Pay us what you owe us. To no one's surprise, it's revealed that they're losing, what, $40 million a year? So, like, essentially, they're just, like, subsidizing this activity, you know, which is fine. I think it's cool that the WNBA exists. Honestly, there's some sick teams. I think it's nice that there's, like, a little media controversy. Probably gets more people interested in the league, to be honest. There's been tons of controversy for decades in the NBA. Like, yeah, the fans are, like, participating, and they're kind of in. Plus, people do throw dildos on NHL arenas pretty regularly, too, or NHL ice. And
thank
it's like,
you.
Yeah, that's part of being a professional athlete. What gets me about this, Ted, is one, I can tell that you've had this argument with him in your shower already, so I won't beleaguer the point, but I only want to say that, like, who is this white knight asshole, and why is he taking up the, like, the obviously ridiculous side? Like, A, it is funny, whether you're for it or not. I mean, in the same breath that, like, people who are, like, you know, people who are pretty liberal and don't like President Trump, you can at least admit he's hilarious. He gives some hilarious interviews, and, you know, his, like, what's that called? Like, his debate response, like, some of them kind of make you laugh and smile. And, like, same with this. It's like, yeah, all right, like, a double-ended dill on the court is kind of hilarious. I don't know, man. I feel like pay us what you owe us. It's like, okay, so we want to elevate the media exposure and presence and political commentary of this league. Like, all right, that comes with, you know, a whole bunch of other hijinks. And now the fact that people are betting on it, honestly, is going to make it go on for a lot longer, would be my guess. So it's like, the more, you know, the more attention you feed it, the more it just fuels the green dill fire, in my opinion. So
wait, one of the,
I don't know about this. I just, this guy is kind of, I can tell it got in your craw, and it's starting to get on mine. Cause I'm just like, bro, what did you come to this? Or like, are you white knighting for these women? Like, you're already married. You can laugh.
Oh yeah. Well, she's
and
on.
I don't even
side.
Know who it was. I'm curious, but I'm not going to.
I can't wait for the break.
Yeah. Same.
Well, and
same. Cause he will be named.
That was even my point at some point. I go, look, I'm a straight guy that watches it. Like, I really don't think your argument is with me. I'm just saying it's funny. And I went, and he goes, well, hang on. And he like cut me off. And I was like, but I was, again, I had a few beverages, so I was like, I'll let it go. But God, you're right. It just bugged me. And I'm like, dude, like, there's a certain point where I'm with you. Should they be doing it? No. Do I laugh each time? Yes.
Like, right. Exactly.
And also, that's like, yeah, it's like somebody I very much, you know, am close to and respect. It was like 6 years ago, and we're sitting there and we're talking about equal pay for the men's and women's national soccer team, right? And I was like, well, why not pay them equal? And he goes, it's just simple math. Like, if the men qualify, like, have they been better winning tournaments? Yes. When you look at the how big the pot is, if the men's team just makes it, that's why they get paid more. And it's millions upon millions of a difference. And it's like, well, there you go. You know? So it's like, I'm with you. Like, I think people would be shocked to find out that, like, UConn women's basketball might make a profit, but like Tennessee operated at a loss for a year. The Lady Vols were the greatest program until UConn. It's like, people make fun of football. Well, it's like, without football, like, Title IX doesn't fucking exist. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, just it is how it is. And then also, like, I love Sue Bird. At no point did Sue Bird go, I'm going to go try the NBA.
Damn, dude. I was just going to say, like, you know, the same thing said a different way is, like, the money has to come from somewhere. You know, like, if people aren't watching the games, like,
yeah. Well, it's like, look, in this day and age, like, jobs are just going away in a lot of industries and this and that. What did someone ask that? Because, you know, I know somebody else going, and he's like, I'm beyond qualified. And I was like, yeah, they're just going to hire cheaper people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Like, to be clear, we're both or all three probably pro WNBA. But it's like, there's just economics. And also, dildos are hilarious. Sorry. They're hilarious in any context.
Correct. Right? Just like, I don't, yeah. It really, right. I don't have to read, but I was just like, come on, man. And I just.
Wait, how did this end with this guy?
I said, all right, well, if it was all started by a betting website, I'll give you that. I did not know that. You know, and I said, I simply just saying from the outside in, it's a funny thing. It has drawn more attention to the league other than your players demanding money. I'm not going to say which player it was. I can't remember. And she said, like, I can't believe I'm getting paid like the same as the janitor. And it's like, oh, now we're shitting on janitors? Like, you guys, like, they just, it's the most popular this league, the most it's been talked about. And I just feel like they're doing a horrible job with it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, no kidding. Wait, so are you and this guy like on at odds now, or is it cool? Is it, you know, will this persist? Where are we at?
Oh no, I only see him once or twice a year, so it's fine. I was very nice the rest of the day and stuff, and it was fun. But there was other conversations that started later. Now I'm definitely into the Happy Dads and the San Juans. And this other conversation started off, and it's four of us. And I just went, I'm not getting back into it with you and your wife. I'm done for the day. And everybody just kind of laughed. And I think they thought I was kidding. I was not. I grabbed my playmate, my cooler, and walked away.
Wow. The old chauvinist Ted, even naming his cooler after prostitutes. I grabbed my playmate. Like, Ted, she's a real woman. Okay. Just because she was in a magazine.
I know, right? Because God, I don't know if it was his wife. Somebody else was like, "Yeah, they sell ones with stereos in it." And I go, "I know." I said, "I bought this one for $22 in Montana. It's got my stickers on it. I like this one." You know me. You dance with the girl that brought you,
dude. I use that. You were the first one to say that to me. I use that phrase all the time, and it always gets like a puzzled look and then like a deep understanding nod. Like every time, yeah. I'm like, well, gotta dance with the girl who brought you. And people are like, what the hell is he? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you kind of do.
Right. And it's like, listen, they're just those two. Like, I could sit here and I'm glad, but like, you guys stand for so many issues. Like, which one are we standing on? Like, which one are we putting 10 toes down on? It seems like anything over there, you guys want to argue about it.
Yeah, and you only have so many bullets in the chamber. I don't know that green dills is the the subject to mix metaphors to go to the mat on.
Right. Like I had to bite my tongue to be like, go walk around. There's got to be 15 to 20 other male adults here outside of me and my buddy Sean. You find one of them that fucking watches that league. I will give you $100. It's like, yeah. I can guarantee you it's only me and him talking about trades within the league and what is going to happen to the Storm.
Seriously, I would have been attempted to ask him to name a few players.
Yeah, well, like Bill Burr did a whole bit on that in one of his last specials. He's like, look, I'm not saying anything sexist, but he's like, you guys could go to the games and get the attendance up.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I mean, there's just some, I mean, yeah, I don't know. There are other, yeah, actually, I'm not even going to say that. I'm walking away.
Yeah. And trust me, I have been in a very remote part of Maryland watching the USA women's team play a semifinal game. And when it was over, there was a massive thunderstorm. So when it starts, it's just me and like my brother and my nephew. Well, now this thunderstorm shows up. So everybody's in it. Now it's gotten crowded for the second half. And I'm still cheering and yelling. And finally, by the end, everybody's cheering. Keep in mind, Matt, this is the kind of bar that has wrestling singlets framed.
Okay.
Not a hotbed for women's sports.
Yeah. Brother. The way you said remote was had a lot behind it. I was like, okay, gotcha. Singlets make sense.
My brother goes, he goes, this is great. Look at everybody cheering. He goes, I think you bullied them into it because you kept cheering. And they were all like, all right, I guess we should better act like we care. So, like, trust me, I'm not dogging women's sports at all. It's just, but that's the way, I guess that's, you know what? I'll sum it up that way. That was the whole point. I want to be like, you're getting on me? Like, all I said was the dildos were funny and call sufficient. I'd throw one on the court.
That's sufficient. Ted, I would love if this is like your new retirement strategy. It's like, I make 70 grand a name or a game. I got to go change my ID each state I'm in, get a different name, different alias.
All right. So that's the other part. We've been having conversations is how do you throw it? And so I was like, Lord knows, God, you can see me. There'd just be a freeze frame of me like throwing one. And it's like, you're probably wondering how I got here.
my God, dude, you're totally right. I think you go for a bizarre strategy. I think you actually turn your back to the court because that's where all the cameras are, and you kind of do like the granny throw, but kind of over your shoulder. How does that feel? How does that land with you for 70 grand?
I was thinking you got to get close to the court and then almost like shooting dice, just kind of toss
Kind of
out there.
skeeter out there. Nice. I
To
don't
me,
hate that. Mount. Oh yeah, go ahead.
the hardest part is getting it in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. I
No, you
mean,
just sneak it in your pants. What are they gonna do? Pat you down? Like,
they gotta be checking if these things are getting prevalent.
but they can't make someone. They can't grab there, and then if they feel something that feels like that, the dude could be like, "Yeah, I'm just packing." And like, if they're wrong on that, they got a lawsuit on their hands.
That's a good point. Wait, so Matt, you go to a lot of the minor league hockey games in Palm Springs. So I feel like you kind of probably have the best info here. Like WNBA, you know, similar-ish crowd size, stadium, security, whatever. How are you getting that thing?
I told you right where the real thing goes.
Like,
And just
but like a double-sided guy, like are you kind of, you know, bending it in a U shape? There's one on either side, or? Like
I might
these things aren't the length of a normal penis, you know.
right if it's double-sided, yeah, there might be some tape involved. But I've never been patted down at one of those things, like concerts in Seattle, I guess. But now I
Right.
feel like they just have those like weapons scanners. Like, yeah, I haven't been touched by a security guard in a while.
Well, and I'm going with the granny shot. Ted's going with the dice roll. How are you getting it out there? Sorry.
Yeah, no, I like Ted's trajectory idea. I was thinking like, yeah, you just throw it, and then if you can help it, you want to like wait till there's something happening kind of on the other side of the court. So you want to be close, like, and then while the ball's down on that end and everyone's looking there, you throw it on your close end, throw it low and duck like it just missed you. So it's like, oh, like kind of, oh, sell
I
it a little
mean,
bit. Like it whizzed right by my ear, man.
I would say the ultimate is somehow your court side is you just slide it out your pants.
Just
And then you're just shocked. Oh my God, there's another
yeah.
one.
That actually is the ultimate. That's hilarious.
Yeah, see, this is the issue. There's too much fun talking about it.
It's so funny, and the league's more popular than it's ever been. And yeah, people are upset about this. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but it's so funny.
Yeah, I mean,
Maybe
it
I'm the
is.
problem. You know what? If you want to be upset about it, I'm the problem because I think it's funny. It's.
Yeah, maybe they're the reason.
Oh, that's gold, boys. Well, guess none of us can ever go into politics, but we already knew
That,
that. Ship sailed a long time ago.
I'm running on that platform. Look, I'm a liberal Democrat, but you got me. I threw a dildo on a court once. Like, we've
You
all made
got me.
mistakes.
So you got no skeletons in your closet?
Right. Oh, what? The guy says I've done drugs? I have. I did a bunch of them. You don't have to try
Dude, that's where my respect for Arnold Schwarzenegger grew. Like I remember that somebody in the media, they did a press conference and they tried to like catch him. They were like, yeah, we you know, like we found heard rumors that you've actually been in pornography. He's like, oh, yes, I was into porno movies. Just immediately owned it. Didn't even think about it. Like, tripled down. It's like, well, all right. I guess that's that story. Like, he didn't even think anything was wrong with it. Like, that's the thing. He was so committed. I'm just like, yeah, dude. Sorry. Didn't mean to swear, Matt.
Yeah, well, like, listen, right? I've had this conversation with numerous people over the years. If I bring up something about a stereotype, like, stereotypes, man, you really shouldn't talk about it. I go, well, they're true. Do you think I don't like pretzels, sausages, and beer? Like,
Yeah.
stereotypical, right? It's just like, sorry, like, that's how they become stereotypes. Like, I'm not saying you should rely on them to make racist and sexist comments, but it's like, also, it's like, I don't know. I don't think it's shocking if the three of us were together and everybody's like, oh, those guys went to Terry Black's. Like, really? Three dudes went to a barbecue joint? Get the f out of here.
Exactly. Like, you know, it will surprise no one that the three of us thought the WNBA thing was funny. Like, yeah, of course they did. Speaking of Terry Black's, Ted, I'm looking at it right now.
I know. I know. I saw Tara text me a picture. I go, is that Terry Black? She was like, yeah. I was like, well done.
They even got in their group. There was Taryn was down in Austin with a group of people. They got one of the vegans in their group to eat Terry Black's. That's how hard it hits for people
Yeah.
listening at home, just so you know. Standing in line, smelling the meat, it's like, you know what? I'm not vegan anymore.
Right.
4 years down the drain, boys. 4 years. Shout out, Terry.
I think it was last week we were talking about. I said, hey, is it ridiculous to kind of take my buddy who's never been to a Chili's to a Chili's? And we were like, ah, you should go to local spots. Listen to that. And I was like, yeah, but it's like close by the airport. Pop in, couple beers, maybe obviously one order of Southwestern egg rolls. Somebody else texts me. They're like, dude, I'm totally in on Chili's. And I was like, nice. I mean, they live near a Chili's. And I was like, in. That's the support I'm looking for.
Also, I like you say it said obviously, like obviously some Southwestern egg rolls, like it's just a done deal.
You'd have a hard time bringing up me bringing up Chili's and not hear me bring up the Southwestern egg roll.
Dude, I mean, some chains just have their item, you know, like PF Chang's has a couple bangers, obviously. What's it called? Olive Garden, a couple hits. Like, I get it, man. I've never had the Southwestern egg roll, but I can imagine. It's like the Bloomin' Onion of Outback Steakhouse.
Correct. Or even me and my buddy, we do our, you know, we do our walks in the morning, and then we go over to this fancy bakery to get coffee, right? But while you're waiting, kind of like that coffee shop we went to in Austin, Matt, they have bubbly water, sparkling water on
Right.
tap, and it's ice cold. I did it again this morning. Every time I go, you know, this is the best part. Because you've already broken a sweat. Like, I want that iced coffee, but this is the best part. You know, it's like, you don't have to say it every time. Like, I know, probably will. Same with those Southwestern egg rolls. I don't have to bring it up, but probably will.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Ted, don't stop. Don't
Yeah,
stop bringing
right?
it up and enjoying it.
Oh, and boys, it was hot up here today for us. That little tap had already had, you know, condensed other water on top of it. Woo! She hit cold.
That's nice.
When it hits, it does hit. I love that phrase. It hits like the purest crack imaginable.
Oh yeah. And I think I've told you, but you know me. Like, people are just in this coffee shop. But now I'm all amped up because I've already been sweating and stuff. And I don't buy anything. But I always look at all the stuff, like, ooh, I might come back Saturday and get this. And then she was like, anything else? And I was like, yeah, I got a question. What makes that coffee cake? Oh, what was the city? A city that starts with B in Europe. Like, maybe it's Turkey.
Belgium? Oh wait, oh, a city?
No, it wasn't Brussels.
Belgrade?
Belgrade. Or
Nice,
one of
I've
those
been.
written, and I go,
Chaos.
I gotta understand what makes the difference. She was like, it's this and that. And I was like, all right, yeah. But like, just food wise, I feel like wherever you go that's close, there's something like it, but the name's different, right? So I watched this whole show, well, it was a Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmerman, and he was in Aruba. So they have like an empanada, but it's not an empanada. It's got like a different name, and it's like, right, but it's kind of the same thing. Does that make
Yeah.
sense? But everybody, and I said, it's like American barbecue, right? There's Carolina style, then there's Memphis style, then there's Texas style. It's like, well, it's all barbecue, but you gotta, every, once you change like a little bit of a region, it makes it just a little bit different.
Dude, subgenres, man. This is what I've been saying about the Bismarck for so long. Now, when I say Bismarck, do you guys know what food I'm talking about? I'm guessing no.
Well, you're
Nope.
talking about a Boston cream pie donut.
Let's f-ing go, Ted Smith. That's why you're my guy, dude. Yes. Yes. It's not a bot. Like, it pisses me off that Boston is trying to own that donut. It's like, dude, it's been a Bismarck forever. And most of the country calls it a Boston cream, or there's another name, a chocolate something. I can't remember the name. But When you say Bismarck, very few people know what you're talking about, but that's my, that's the one I prefer. Also, JoJo's. Ted, you've lived in Seattle long enough. I'm guessing you probably know a JoJo.
Yeah, I would call it a potato wedge. Some people call it a potato
Sure
log.
you would. That's a Maryland response. Of course you would. That's All right.
Well,
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you live in the land of Buc-ee's, but where I grew up, trying to convince people about there's an ongoing argument between which gas station, Wawa or Sheetz, has better food. And people are just like, what? Like, why are you eating subs at a gas station? It's like, duh, just tell me you've never been to either of them.
Yeah, and for what it's and to end the argument, it's Wawa, but whatever y'all want to do.
I think Wawa for cold subs and pretzels. If you want a hot sub, you need a Sheetz with that MTO. It's made to order.
Nice. Yeah, I always go cold subs, so I don't even. Although hot subs, man, I don't eat them anymore. But chicken parm, which really they basically don't make on the West Coast, such a hitter, and of course meatball. Like Ted, have you had a single good chicken parm on the West Coast? That's a real question.
Matt, you're gonna have to dump me a bunch here. No. And every time, like you get chicken parms everywhere in Maryland too, but especially where you went to school in Boston and Jersey. Like once you get
Yeah.
up to the Northeast, and I always tell my cousins, they're like, "Why are you so fired up about a chicken parm?" I go, "You show me one place in Seattle that knows how to make a chicken parm. Maybe Tats, but like I haven't found
Yeah.
them."
Exactly. Maybe Tats. And it's like, dude, you see it on a menu in, wherever, like George Washington near the gorge, or like Othello, and you're like, dude, they got a chicken parm. Like, let's make this road trip a road trip. You know what I mean? And then, of course, it just, it falls flat. It's sad. It's honestly pathetic. That's the right word.
Correct. Like, look, a chicken Caesar wrap, which I also love, can have grilled chicken or fried chicken. It doesn't matter. They're both equally delicious in that wrap. Chicken parm needs to be a chicken cutlet, man. It needs to be fried.
Oh yeah. Dude, and not like a reconstituted, like the other way, if you go down quality, like a reconstituted, almost like a chicken nugget. Sad. Like chicken cutlet, breaded, hit me with a lot of cheese, some good red sauce in there, and like, let's go.
I mean, you're right. It drives me up a wall.
Dude, me too. It's crazy. And it's just like, dude, you don't have to try to be something you're not. Like, just don't put it on the menu. No problem. You don't, like, there's not a spot there that has to have a chicken parm, but look, if you're gonna announce that you got it, like, that's a triumphant sandwich. You need to fucking bring it. Sorry, Matt. You know what? I'm not sorry.
No, well deserved.
Stop saying sorry. Real quick before we go, Matt, also, two of our friends' wives were, down valley. But I said to my buddy this morning, I go, did they go to the Shermans? And he's like, I don't think they did. And like, I'm stone sober. And I'm just like, well, why not? And he's like, well, hang on, man. I go, what I say, did they even have fun? He goes, well, they had fun for them. I think it's different than your version of fun. I was like, yeah, but like, I'd have a hard time being down there for anything in the Palm Desert, Palm Springs area, and not stopping at Sherman's for something.
They got something for everyone.
Yeah, that was my selling point. Just go see the dessert case. You
Yeah.
don't even have to eat a sandwich or one of their delicious salads or anything else.
What is wrong with these people?
All right, let's take a break there. We'll come back with some emails. What's Matt in the cop topic? Welcome back, and thanks to all our sponsors. And you know what? Good luck to Brown University this year, or the Ivy League's loaded with a lot of talent. Also, shout out to the Advocates, and of course, Pinky's Plumbing. Mr. Cobb, do we have any emails?
With us, as always, is Pinkies to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the
All the
land.
land.
Best place I've ever been. Hola, boys. I've been fortunate to have been able to travel some pretty cool spots over the years. Multiple Hawaiian islands. Maui is the best. Dublin, Ireland for St. Patrick's Day with my sister. Rome for 5 days. Athens and Santorini, Greece for a few days each. I just got back from my first trip to Los Cabos, Mexico, my 10-year wedding anniversary. Sorry, had to get those flexes in there. I don't get to brag very much. But if I could choose one place to go again, it would be the Greek island of Milos. My wife and I went there back in 2018, and we were able to meet up and hang out with some friends that I haven't known or that I've known since 8th grade. It was the most beautiful island I've ever been to. We went on an all-day sailboat cruise and went snorkeling in an ancient volcano crater. I grilled octopus that I watched them pull out of the Aegean Sea, along with plenty of drinks. The people there were unbelievably friendly and helpful. The food, unforgettable. Gyros, fresh seafood. And we went to the Moon Beach, which is one of the most famous beaches in Greece, where I cliff jumped off a fairly big cliff. It was the thrill of a lifetime for me, especially sharing with lifelong friends who now live in San Diego, so we don't see them very often. We always talk about going back someday with our kids. I always tell people if they go to Greece or really anywhere in that part of the world, they need to make it a point to go there. Just unbelievable. Thanks to the podcast, boys. I've been listening for years. Can't wait for new episodes to drop every week or every couple weeks. LARP on, and as always, go Cougs, Chris.
I mean, flexing, but those are all legit flexes. Like, I don't blame you one bit there, Chris.
Cop topic, Shorzy, and bullshittery. Hats off to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
As much as you guys talk about hockey, have you watched Shorzy? It's just a great show top to bottom, but you got to pay attention because the jokes come quick.
I have
any idea?
They do come quick, indeed. Yeah, it's really good, though. Yeah, no, it's in the first show from them. Why can't I think of the name right now? It's not Trailer Park Boys. It's the other Canadian one. It's really funny, but.
Oh, it's the referee from what is the other one? Full Send Boys.
Yeah.
Letterkenny.
Letterkenny, that's
People love Letterkenny.
Yeah.
And I think so, right? It's the referee or whatever from Letterkenny.
And they have those thick Canadian accents and they talk so fast and it's so easy to get lost. You need subtitles if you watch either of those.
Yep, I was the same way when I was talking about Hardy Bucks. Watch it with subtitles the first time through because their brogues are so thick.
Yeah.
To this day, our buddy Rowan, who's from Dublin, and his sister, the only people that have been like, that is a great show. I've never met another Hardy Bucks fan.
Yeah, that's the thing with content now. It's like so diffuse that it's tough to even find somebody who watches the same thing. There's just, you know, thousands of options. Two. From the cop topic about places or top places they've been, I've been super fortunate to have traveled to much of the world. For me, there was a bit of time, place thing going on, but Hong Kong is the place I will always remember. I had a buddy in the Seattle restaurant industry move back there, and I got to spend just over a week with him at his flat. The absolute shenanigans we got into over Lunar New Year, plus having an in to a lot more clubs, just made it a memorable place for me. Australia. Ted, you have to visit. I spent a month in Newcastle for work, one of the oldest settlements in Oz. It's been the only time in my life that a female has purchased me a beer, just purely on accent and manners. Don't think about the travel time. Just try and go around your birthday where it's summer in the Southern Hemisphere.
I mean, that's not a terrible call. As much as I love Christmas and it's cold out and this and that, I could easily barbecue with some Aussies on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Oh yeah, dude. Or like, you know, January or February is like the worst in Seattle and the best in Oz. Dude, I gotta say, I'm doubling down on this. When a woman, a stranger, buys you a beer, it is a crazy. I mean, I don't want to say it hits like the purest crack imaginable, but it hits pretty hard. Like you feel you're on cloud nine. You're walking 3 inches taller, and you just like the chest puffs out a little bit, and you know you're like, man, I still got it. It's a good feeling. It only happened to me twice, and I remember each one. Like I remember every detail of the room. You know, it sticks with you, Matt.
Yeah, the only thing I can compare it to is a guy I went to high school with and lived with forever in Baltimore and Towson is my buddy DB, right? And DB is just he's just a very good looking man, right? To the point of like the bartenders in my local were like, "Who was that?" I'm like, "All right." When we were living together in Towson, we went out, like, it was just kind of known that, like, if we hit on two girls, like, I would just take the other one. And one night, for whatever reason, the girl was a smoke show, and she was just into Ted Smith. Like, the next morning, I was like, hey, DB, it was a little different last night, huh? And he's like, yeah, I noticed. I was like, how about, and he's like, I don't ever want to talk about it again. I was like, oh, what is your pride hurt?
Yeah, it's happened to me 17 times.
Right? Welcome to being your friend, dude.
Matt, I live like 1 hour now from Zurich, and you somehow beat me to it. The word racelet is frustrating because here it's the name of the cheese and the way you cook the meal. I about lost my shit trying to wrap my head around it. Delicious in winter, though. Here's a link for some context. Cheers from your guy on Lake Constance, Lance.
Nice, Lance.
Dude, yeah. Is that how you say it? Rasslet?
I have no idea. Okay. I didn't even see
it. I called it raclette, anything. But yeah, it was
probably,
delicious.
Probably right. I'm just uncultured swine, bro.
He thinks dildos are funny.
Because they are. That's it for emails, boys. Sorry, I can't give you the universal hand sign to cut me off.
All right, you're good to go. And I guess it's, I don't know, time to check in with What's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to What's Matt,
hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out with What's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to What's Matt,
hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out with What's Matt.
All right. Big weekend. It was my girlfriend's birthday. So a while ago, Ghost announced their tour, the band Ghost. And I noticed they were going to be in Vegas on my girlfriend's birthday. So bought tickets to that and then kind of planned the rest of the trip along the way and ended up with the idea to rent a convertible so I could drive down the strip in a convertible, because I just always wanted to do that after watching Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and reading the book. And so,
yeah, I mean, it's also just sounds awesome in general.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there's this app called Turo, which is like,
it well.
Okay. Yeah. So I hopped on
some
Turo.
Good commercials.
Oh, really? Yeah, so I hopped on Turo, started looking around, and got this blue 2021 BMW 4 Series. And it was sweet. It was a lot of fun, you know, just driving it out there. We took kind of the back road, saw very few other cars, and, like, sunset was great, and that was probably another hour and a half, and got off that freeway. I just put the top down and just cruised. It was like, it was surreal, dude. It was so fun.
The people watching from the car and the convertible had to be unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, yeah, it was a fun first night. And yeah, getting to do that was really fun. And
how was the strip? Everything I read is like, oh, they not dying, but like tourism's down there.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like it's got to be somewhere in between. Like, I don't think Vegas is dying, but I also think tourism is down.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. It wasn't too crowded, but it wasn't like awkwardly, you know, desolate or anything. And yeah, it's summer, so I'd expect crowds to be down a little bit there. I live in a summer's the off season town myself. But, you know, plenty of people. And I did get a great deal on the room and like upgraded to a suite because they were just on a great summer sale. And so, yeah, it was, but once I got there, it wasn't like, I don't know. I'd seen some of those stories too. And I was like, dude, I just have a tough time envisioning it just completely dead there, you know? And it wasn't.
Maybe. As I say, maybe also like don't charge stadium prices everywhere in the goddamn casinos. Yeah. I mean, forget going to those nightclubs. It's like I swear to God, it seems like it's $30 for a cocktail. It's like, ugh, Nobody's coming anymore. Like, huh.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I love that town. But yeah, it was definitely like felt like a reasonable amount of people. I'm, you know, nothing like F1 weekend or something like that, I'm sure. But it was awesome. First night we went to White Castle. We got there 40 minutes before the phones said they were going to close, and they were already closed. And that was pretty frustrating. That was a gut punch.
I was going to say, that's a hard L to take.
Yeah. After we kind of recalibrated, we ended up at In-N-Out, which we're totally happy about. We love In-N-Out that much. It's like, great. There wasn't a long line because it was late at night. So, you know, I don't know if I'd wait in like peak In-N-Out line on the strip for In-N-Out on the strip. But 12:30 at night, no real line, done deal. And it hit. It was great. So Saturday was her actual birthday. We had brunch at this place that had tiramisu French toast, and it was like all you can eat. So we got to try a bunch of stuff.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That was cool. Then I don't know, we hit the pool and just kind of like hung out, and then we had a dinner reservation at 5 for the Eiffel Tower restaurant, which I loved. Like, the food was really good. The view, you know, I had to pay extra to be at the window. A lot of reviewers didn't like that, but I was like, kind of nice to know I have a window with the view of the Bellagio fountains. Like,
correct. I stayed at the Paris once, and first time I went, we wasted hours just drinking in the room, watching the fountains across the way at Bellagio. I mean, hours.
I could see that.
Oh, we were like, this is amazing.
They're mesmerizing, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching them. I was like, these are not overrated. I don't know if I'd go all the way to say they're underrated, but they're properly rated. Like, and that day, because we went to brunch at Planet Hollywood, and then we like hung out at the Paris gambling a little bit on the walk back to, we stayed at Harrah's. And I was walking around being like, I think I like this better than actual Paris. We were just there like a month ago. So I'm a pretty credible source right now. And like, this place is so much cooler.
Yeah.
It's probably a dumb American. I mean, but there was great service everywhere. Everyone was nice. It was fun. And so I know that take will, aggravate some people that I know. All I can do is be authentic. And I like Paris, Las Vegas better than Paris, France. It's just what it is.
That is the best take I've heard in a long time. Just, you know, and honestly, for me, I'd rather just be on the strip in Paris.
Yeah, dude.
Because it's not like you crapped on the other countries in Europe. You're just like, I didn't really care for Paris.
I loved all the other ones so much. In Paris, I was like, you know, I'm glad I saw it, but like, get me out of here, man.
Boys, as the voice of reason, it's taking everything in me right now. Unreal. Unreal take.
Tom had a good time there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 2,000 years of French history, or a friggin' casino owned by a private equity firm squeezing every ounce out of Americans for something that's cloned from somewhere else in the world. How dare you, Matt? How dare you? See, this is what. Okay, this is what I was saying before we started this cast. Is I was like, Matt might be the happiest person I've ever met. This is why. He's just like Paris, France. Who wants to spend all that money on airfare? Just drive me 4 hours from Palm Springs to Paris, Nevada.
Yeah, dude. It was so tight.
I mean, he could walk down the street to the Venetian, go eat at Thomas Keller's Bouchon. Yeah. That's a real French restaurant.
God. You guys are uncultured swine.
Dude.
As far as traveling outside the States, I only have 6 days or 7 days total. So that's fair to say about me.
Yeah.
Ted, once we get you to Australia and all the Sheilas are buying your beers, you're going to view Maryland very differently.
So after dinner, we went to see the concert. Ghost was phenomenal. Yeah, I don't know how many times I've seen them now, but great set list. And you know, just the stage production was like next level. I think they're going to Seattle later this summer. I think they're like ending the tour there.
All right, that makes sense.
But yeah, they crushed it again as usual. Seen them, you know, a bunch of times, and was glad because they got a couple new songs that I love. And so yeah, it was my first time hearing Lacrima and The Future is a Foreign Land live, and it was so fun.
Nice.
Tyler looked really hot in like a mini skirt dress thing, and she wore heels, and I was wearing my Limp Bizkit Hawaiian shirt, which is just the album cover of Significant Other, like screen printed on the whole thing with my lavender sports coat over it. And at a certain point, you know, she had made a comment about looking like a hooker, and I was like, no, you just look hot. And then, but later I was like, if she looks like a hooker, I look like the guy with the hook taking the hooker on the date. And then exactly. I looked in the mirror and I'm just wearing this fucking lavender sport coat and Limp Bizkit Hawaiian shirt. Like, you do look like a John, dude. Like, so it just kind of panned out that way. It was, yeah, just a really funny wrinkle on the night that, like, happened halfway through. I was like, wait a minute. She looked great. I looked great. It was fun-ass night. Yeah. Went back. She changed her shoes and went back out and gambled and just had a good time. Then I had the best Monte Cristo of my life on the drive home in Needles, California, at a place called the Wagon Wheel, which... Needles is a drive-through town, but they have a 420 lounge there that is open that we went to years ago when they had just opened. And so we went there again, and it was popping off. It was tight. So we hung out there, did a flight of bong rips of different weed. And then I was like, all right, dude, where do I go to eat? And the guy was like, Wagon Wheel, man, for sure. And then, yeah, they had a great-looking menu. But a place called the Wagon Wheel at a tiny little, you know, drive-through desert town of Needles, California. It could be hit or miss. You could see how it would be. But the Monte Cristo, oh, man, I love a good Monte Cristo. And this was, like, the best. I just sent you guys a picture. It hit the spot so hard, just, you know, being uncomfortably high and starving. And we thought... Last time we went to the lounge, they said, oh, we're going to have a cafe that we're opening, so you'd be able to get food in here. And we're like, that's perfect. And we go, and they're like, that didn't really pan out. There's a Smashburgers place next door, but they're closed on Sundays. And we're like, dude, we stopped here so hungry. And you gave us a free dab. We've taken like 6 bong rips each. Like, where the fuck do we get some food here? And... That's what led to the Wagon Wheel Monte Cristo that just changed my life. Phenomenal.
Well, Needles was famous because of the amount of railroad workers. And then Charles Schulz that wrote Peanuts. He lived there for a while when he was a kid.
No kidding. Okay.
Yeah. That's why Snoopy's brother's name is Needles. Or his brother Spike resides in Needles.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Claim to fame. Good to know for next time.
All right. Well, if I'm ever in Needles, I will stop at the Wagon Wheel and get that Monte Cristo.
Just had to give him the shout out, dude.
All right. I guess it's about that time.
Cob topic.
Cob topic.
Matt, you honestly gave me the perfect in for a cob topic that I had actually previously selected. So when I was up in Seattle recently, I was stopped by the gas station, about to pick up my wife from the airport. And I was like, oh, I'll, like, fill up and go in. So I go into this gas station and, like, just buy, like, the usual fare, you know, some chips, some, like, gum. It's, like, all the random gas station things. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be, like, $15. $38. So it kind of blew my mind. Then I go out to the pump, and it's $5 a gallon. I've never been somebody who looks at the price of gas. It just is what it is. I'm not going to drive to another gas station. $5 a gallon. So Texas is, like, $2.12, I want to say, right now. So it blew my mind. Like, I filled up my truck, which is only 12 gallons, but it shocked me. I was not ready for it. Full sticker shock. Third day in Seattle. So the question, comp topic this week is, what is something you used to buy that was cheap, but now it's expensive? And of course, you can't just say everything. But yeah, like Vegas, some things, and just, I don't know. So feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. That's two E's on the. What is something that you used to buy that was cheap, now it's crazy expensive? Boys?
First thing is just fast food.
Oh my God, I know.
Dude.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say Miles, of all people, today brought it up in the air. He's like, I spent $30-some at McDonald's yesterday. I was like, what'd you get? He's like, yeah, Big Mac, large fry, 20-piece nugget. I was like, ooh, first of all, good fat boy order out of you, but yeah, that'll get you.
Nuts.
Oh, yeah, dropping that 20. Serious business.
Yeah, El Pollo Loco down here, a little more well-known than the Wagon Wheel, but they're – classic chicken burrito meal went from like $6 to like $9.50, like between visits. I just showed up one day and I was like, dude, that's like 60% increase or something. Like, what the hell are you doing out here? I was thinking about the protein bars that I get. I've watched them fluctuate and how the different stores have done them. They're the perfect ones in the refrigerated section, if anyone's curious, like the chocolate chip ones. But they've kind of evened out. But when I first started buying them, it was like $6 for a 4-pack. And I've seen it as high as 14 for a 4-pack. It places in the time between then and now. And like, I usually get them at Albertsons, but I think it finally settled at $9.99. But for a while there, every time I'd go in, it'd jump up a dollar or two or come back down a dollar. Like, they were just running pricing experiments in real time. And I was the subject of the experiment.
Yeah, you were the rat. Jesus.
Yeah, dude. It was when inflation was really popping off a couple of years ago. I was just like, the hell is going on, man?
I used that line on my buddy once. It was like this raggedy ass store. I think I was the only guy buying Zins in there. I'm like, the price keeps going up. But I'm kind of like, go, wait a minute. Am I the stock market in this place? Like, Jesus Christ. I drove the price up on myself.
Private equity, man. I'm doing it to everybody, including Vegas.
Gas, food are easy ones. I would also say hotels. Like, I like my kind of chain, I don't know what level you call that. You know, your Hampton Inns, your Best Western Pluses.
Like, of course.
Indoor pool, Continental Breakfast. I'm just shocked when those are all, like, wherever you go, are still like 140, 150. I'm like, all right.
Like, dude, I'm with you. Even the cheap hotels can be getting expensive occasionally.
Yeah. Right? Like, I don't know. It used to be fun. Like, oh, we'll just go to a hotel tonight, swim in the pool. Like, not anymore.
Dude, I always say it. This is the soapbox. But this is the cross I'll die on, which is like, even though some things have gotten cheaper relative to income, like flights, for instance, the four unavoidable expenses are the ones that have gone up like crazy. And so they tell you that inflation is one number, but it's really another. And those four expenses are healthcare, housing, education, and transportation. Like, yeah. If you just think about it, like, those costs are through the roof. But because, like, you know, a 12-pack of fruit roll-ups is $3.69, like, they're just like, oh, it's not happening. But it is happening, boys.
Dude, I think sometimes, too, even just as much as I love tailgate culture, I think over the years, especially at pro games, like, I almost feel like people are drinking heavier. It's like, nobody wants to buy a damn beer in the stadium.
Yeah. Dude, seriously, that's... Okay, maybe this is a little inside baseball. I probably shouldn't share this, but we're in like this contract negotiation right now. For people listening, probably know I run a popcorn shop, and we're in a contract negotiation, and they're trying to convince me that the consumer price index is accurate, that it's like 3% a year. And I'm like, look, like, I can show you our costs going up, but more importantly, like, look at fast food. Like, they pay millions of dollars to people to just track the price of lettuce and tomatoes and onions and they are like repricing their stuff like every week, because if they don't have it accurate, like they lose millions. And I'm like, the deluxe double stack from Wendy's was 99 cents when I graduated high school. Now it's depending on the market, up to 337. 237 is the standard here in Austin right now. But it's like, dude, that is a 3.3x jump, like 330% in what, 15 years or 20 years. And I'm at my 20 year high school reunion in October. So it's like, you can't look me in the face and tell me that that's 3% a year. It's madness.
Oh, it's madness. Don't even be started on college. There was some report years ago, and it was basically like, we figured out universities are just raising prices because they can, and people keep paying it. It's like, shock. Color to be shocked.
Brown, dude. I've always said it. Brown University.
All right. We should be back next week. I got a little time off, but I think Tuesday we'll be ready to rock. Other than that, good talk tonight, boys. Feel like I'm all right still finding certain green things funny. All right. From seats. Oh, by the way, update. Matt has sent the pictures. A, Tyler does look smoking hot. I don't know that you look like a John. You almost look like either the weird pimp or a influencer that's with her.
I don't know if that's better.
And that Monte Crisco looks phenomenal.
You're right. She looks like a smoke show, and Matt does look like a bizarre influencer.
Yeah, exactly, right? He's cruising around in his Beamer convertible. Like, what does that guy do? Like, I don't know, but he's got 100,000 followers.
Oh my god, dude, totally.
All right, for the Instagram guy himself, MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.